Africa Parliamentary Capacity Development Officer of the Natural Resource Governance Institute, Adams Husseini, has charged journalists to demand more accountability on Ghana's oil and gas governance value chain. He said the institute will engage all the political parties in a debate before the November general election to tell the electorate how they will manage and allocate petroleum revenue to priority areas of the economy. The parties would also be expected to come out with their strategic policies on oil and gas exploration and production, as well as their transparency and accountability proposals for Ghanaians to make an informed choice at the polls. Tojanko has filed this report.
Mr. Husseini, who looked at the challenges of Ghana's oil and gas industry, said there is the need for political parties who seek to govern and manage the nation and its mineral and natural resources to show higher standards of accountability. Over the last 2.5 years, the Institute had engaged the 4 most visible political parties in an interaction on how best political parties can contribute to a more effective way of public discourse on the management of the oil and gas sector. Mr. Husseini said each party will have a day on radio to showcase policy framework on transparency and accountability and priority areas in which they will allocate the oil and gas revenue.
What NLGI proposed, that's the Natural Resource Governor, my office proposed and engaged with the political parties, was to enable the parties to become more programmatic, more reflective and conscious of the real challenges that pertain to the oil and gas sector and the extractive sector in general. So we have worked with the 4 main parties per a criteria that party has a representative in parliament and therefore we engage them. And through this support and work with them, each of them has reflected on their policy positions, more or less ideas that they would want to find in their manifestos to capture. That they win power, they would have thought over the issue and how they can address the challenges of revenue management, the challenges of sustainability, the challenges of transparency and accountability, and overall the institutional framework that are necessary and needed, of course, for effective governance of the oil and gas sector in particular and extractive in general. We are looking at having a two-stage approach. The first one will be a radio conversation with each of the political parties during a prime time where each of them will tell citizens how they seek maximize the benefits for citizens if they win power and then to manage the oil and gas sector. That would 30 minutes slot for each of the 4 main parties. We are yet to confirm the date and the platform, but certainly we'll be looking to have a medium that would reach out to the most in Ghana. The second one would be for the end of June or early July at the latest, to have a platform that engages, that the political party will engage and interact with citizens around the Chakradi, to talk specifically and to debate this time, to debate the issues across the party, who has a better view of the issues and therefore who can better address them. And we are intending to make it a platform that is interactive and will take citizens' input by way of clarifying and talking directly to the party on any of the issues that they would have raised at the platform. And that we look to have around June at the earliest and July at the latest.